Okay, so today we're going to talk about Binyan Beis HaMikdash. I will tell you at the outset all the makaros that I put in the packet about Binyan Beis HaMikdash. I didn't actually put the makaros there, I just gave you a list of makaros. I got them all from the Yalkut Biurim in the back of the Masifta Gemara. It has a very nice collection of makaros and analysis of the issue of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So why are we talking about Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Because the Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph discussed why it was that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana she yom aneif kulo asur, that the entire second day of Pesach should be asur to eat chadash. Now, parenthetically, it is important to note that the Gemara at the end of the day says that it's a din d'oraisa that yom aneif is kulo asur, that the whole second day, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, that the whole second day of Yontif is asur to eat chadash. It's just that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was darash v'hiskin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai brought back a pre-existing din that already existed that was a din d'oraisa, just that no one knew about that din d'oraisa because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it was out of practice for over 420 years when they had a Beis HaMikdash. They never had to observe this din d'oraisa. They always had the Karban Omer. So they never knew what the din d'oraisa was, about what to do when you don't have a Karban Omer. So he brought that din d'oraisa back to become popular. But anyway, the Gemara says, well, why did he make this takana? Because he was afraid, Meheri, Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. And then people are going to think, well, last year we ate the Chadash, Mishaher Mizrach, when the day began. So we should be able to eat the Chadash again when the day begins. So therefore, he made this takana that just so that shouldn't happen next year when we have a Beis HaMikdash, that Chadash is also the whole second day. So we shouldn't make any mistakes next year when we have a Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara question, to Ivni Amas, when is the Beis HaMikdash going to be rebuilt that we're worried about? So the Gemara has three possibilities. The first two rejects. First possibility is, it will be rebuilt on the 16th day of Nisan, on the second day of Pesach. Why does the Gemara reject that possibility, that it will be rebuilt on the second day of Pesach? Because if it's rebuilt on the second day of Pesach, what are we worried about? You don't need to wait for the Korban Omer if it's rebuilt on the second day of Pesach. Why not? Because as soon as the sun rose that morning, we're assuming now at this point in the Gemara, that the halacha is when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the halacha is that Heir Mizrach is Matir the Chadash, that as soon as sunrise on the second day of Pesach, Chadash becomes Mutter. So if that's the assumption we're working with, if the Beis HaMikdash is built midday on the second day of Pesach, so it was already Mutter, Kshehir Mizrach. Right, when the sun rose that morning, it was already mutter. So there's no problem. No one's going to violate anything. It already became mutter that morning when the sun rose. So one of the issues that the Achronim deal with over here is that why don't we say that if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built that day and they're going to bring a Karban Omer that day, that Heir Mizrach shouldn't be matir. Meaning, after all, Pasuk in the Torah says that the Chadash becomes mutter on Yom Haviyachem, on the day that you bring the Karban Omer, which means that when you bring the Karban Omer, on a day that you bring the Karban Omer, the Chadash becomes mutter when the Karban Omer is brought, not before that. So granted, at the time that the day started, they did not yet know whether the Beis HaMikdash was going to be rebuilt. But if at the end of the day, it's a Glayim Milsal Mafreya, that on that day the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, so shouldn't it be Glayim Milsal Mafreya that Heir Mizrach was not Matir? Meaning, why are we sure that when Heir Mizrach happens, that it's automatically Matir, even if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt later that day? Granted, they didn't know early in the day that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be come down from the heavens on that day, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, so the halacha should be that it's that the Heir Mizrach was not Matir. And according to that, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana makes plenty of sense. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana that the whole day should be Aser is really good. Why should the whole day be Aser? Not just because maybe we'll make a mistake. Takana is even better. The whole day should be Aser because it might actually be Aser still. Because if the Beis HaMikdash comes down last minute and we bring a Karban Omer, then the Chadash is only going to become Mutter when you bring the Karban Omer. So of course the rest of the day you need to be cautious, because you never know, the Beis HaMikdash might be rebuilt any second. So it will actually turn out, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana would make great sense. So why does the Gemara just immediately reject, it can't be on the 16th, because then Heir Mizrach is Mutter? Who says? Who says Heir Mizrach is Matir when the Beis HaMikdash is gone? Heir Mizrach is Matir when there's no Beis HaMikdash. No Beis HaMikdash means that there's no Karban Omer this year, and there's no Beis HaMikdash at all this year. But what if it's rebuilt later in the day? Maybe then the Karban Omer should be Matir. So the Achronim point out that you could say in one of the, obviously this assumption is incorrect. Obviously, Heir Mizrach is Matir, even when there is, even when the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt later in the day. Obviously, the Gemara is assuming that Heir Mizrach would still be Matir. Why though? Why would Heir Mizrach still be Matir? So two possibilities. Either you could say that since there was no Beis Hamikdash at that time that Heir Mizrach happened, and there was no possibility of bringing the Korban Omer due to lack of Beis Hamikdash, so Heir Mizrach itself is a Matir. That essentially, Heir Mizrach, it's a moment in time where we say, now it's going to become Matir, it won't become Matir. If there's no Beis Hamikdash, this will be Matir. If there is a Beis Hamikdash, this will not be Matir. Heir Mizrach will not be Matir. When Heir Mizrach happened, there was no Beis Hamikdash, so it's Matir automatically. And the fact that Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt later in the day doesn't affect it. That's one way to look at it. Or you could say that if Heir Mizrach is Matir, then even if the Beis Hamikdash is built that day, there's no sense in bringing a Korban Omer because the Heir Mizrach was already Matir. Meaning, what's the whole point of the Korban Omer? Be Matir l'chadash. But if Heir Mizrach really works, what if Taka it's built? Beis Hamikdash comes down from heaven, knocks out the dome, and is built right there on the second day of Pesach. Should we or should we not bring a Korban Omer? So if the whole point of bringing the Korban Omer is only to be Matir l'chadash, so maybe you could say that there's no sense in that you're not going to be able to bring the Korban Omer, so the chadash is going to be mutter anyway from Heir Mizrach, and therefore it's not called Yom Haviyachem because you're not going to bring the Korban Omer anyway, meaning it's simply not Yom Haviyachem, because why would you bring the Korban Omer? Now, is that correct? Is that a correct analysis? I mean, the Shaila can only come up once, right? But let's say the Shaila comes up. Beis Hamikdash comes down from heaven on the second day of Pesach. Do we bring a Korban Omer? Do we not? We know the Gemara assumes Heir Mizrach was ready Matir. Good, so I'm allowed to eat Chadash. Do you bring a Korban Omer if anyway you're allowed to eat Chadash already? Yeah?
Wouldn't the Korban Omer also start the Sefirah and like the other things the Korban Omer is purposes?
So the question is, how related are the various purposes of the Korban Omer? Is it only a Korban Omer in its full force that starts the Sefirah and does all that it's supposed to do? Is there another element of Korban Omer? Meaning, what it boils down to is Korban Omer purely a Matir? It's only there as a Matir for Chadash? Or is Korban Omer also a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah that happens to serve as a Matir for Chadash, but it's a mitzvah. So that's two ways to look at the Korban Omer. This assumption, this analysis to say that when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt on the second day of Pesach that you wouldn't bring Korban Omer would only work if you assume that it's purely a Matir. But it could be that that's not so. It could be that there's actually a mitzvah to bring the Korban Omer. So this is the discussion Sfasemis has in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed. Now what's the raya? That there's a mitzvah, that it's not just a Matir. The raya is a Gemara Menachos Daf Hei Amud Beis. Gemara Menachos, Daf Yomi people, good Chazara. The Gemara Menachos says that what happens during Shemitah year? You bring Korban Omer during Shemitah year. And what's the Shaila? Why would you not bring Korban Omer during Shemitah year? There's no Chadash, there's no grains, you're not working the field. Okay, Svichim, whatever, but you know, technically there's no Chadash. No one planted any Tevua Chadasha. So there's nothing to be Matir. I worry about the Svichim. Svichim are the growths that happen like Mimela. So there is a sheet that Svichi Shvius Arasar also. So let's assume the Svichim Arasar, like that Sheetah. Would you bring Korban Omer during Shemitah year? Have you ever heard of not bringing Korban Omer during Shemitah year? The Gemara says, of course you bring Korban Omer during Shemitah year. Why? Why would you bring Korban Omer during Shemitah year? It's not being Matir Chadash. Elamai, what do you see? That there's an inyan in Korban Omer. There's a mitzvah to bring Korban Omer, even absent the actually being Matir Chadash. But Sfasemis points there's a Gemara Psachim. Gemara Psachim and the Ein Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara Psachim says that the Gemara Psachim implies that the Korban Omer's whole purpose is to be Matir, and that it's not a separate mitzvah. Why? Gemara says that if we only had a pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to bring a Korban Omer bitumah, I would not have known other karbanos from Karban Omer. Meaning in general, whenever we have a rule about one karban, so the automatic assumption is Torah, or not only about karbanos, any part of Torah, the automatic assumption is Torah only needs to tell it to me in one area, and then we have a rule called Mematzinu, you know, Binyanav, where we apply it to Kol HaTorah Kula. Unless there's a chilek. Unless we could say, no, that only applies there because you have that din, but it's not going to apply here because you have a pircha, you have some sort of chilek. So to tell me that Karban Omer could be brought betumah, great. Tell me about Karban Omer that could be brought betumah, and I'll know that every Karban Tzibur could be brought betumah. That'll be fine. I don't need any other pasuk then to tell me Karban Tzibur could be brought betumah. Says the Gemara in Pesach Mayin Zayin, yes, you do. You need other pasukim. I cannot learn from Karban Omer being brought betumah that other Karbanos can be brought betumah also. Why? Because the Karban Omer is Bala Hatir. Eino Ba Ela Lahatir. Karban Omer only comes as a Matir, as opposed to other Karbanos which are mitzvah. Whoa. So that Gemara makes it sound like the Karban Omer is purely a Matir. And it's not a mitzvah at all. So we have the Stira. On the one hand, the Gemara Menachos says that a Karban Omer is brought even during Shemitah year, even when there's nothing to be Matir. On the other hand, we have the Gemara Pesachim that says that Karban Omer is Eino Ba Ela Lahatir. So that's the Stira. I didn't see anyone who answers it. That's the Stira. Any thoughts? Right. On one hand, you have the Gemara Menachos, it's even brought during Shemitah. It sounds like even if it's not a Matir, it's still worth bringing. And on the other hand, you have the Gemara in Pesachim that emphasizes that all it really is a Matir. So therefore, you can't derive from other korbanos. And the nafkamina would be: what about when the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt on the second day of Pesach? Do you or do you not bring korban omer? So maybe you could suggest: what's the Gemara Pesachim trying to do? All the Gemara Pesachim is trying to do is show that the korban omer is fundamentally different than other korbanos. It's trying to show that korban omer has a certain necessity that other korbanos don't have. Certain quality that other Karbanos don't have, where we have a very strong reason to want to bring it. And maybe what the Gemara Pesachim is saying is as follows: Midin Karban Tzibur, I would not necessarily say that you could bring something betumah. Karban Tzibur isn't important enough to bring a betumah. But if you need to be Matir Chadash for the entire world, so maybe we're willing to sacrifice tumah. Granted, Midin Karban Tzibur, we shouldn't allow it. But the heter to bring betumah is midin matir. Meaning, let's say like this. Maybe a karban omer has tzvei dinim. It has a din of a karban, of a mitzvah to bring a karban, and it has a din of a matir. Which of those dinim do we allow betumah for? We only allow betumah, maybe what the Gemara Pesachim is saying is, maybe we only allow betumah for the matir element of it. That ain't a chinami. You bring a betumah, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Karban Tzibur. Had we not had another pasuk, tell me you are. Had we just had, this is all within a havamina, that's why it's a little, but had we just had this pasuk that tells me that Karban Omer could be brought betumah, maybe the pasuk is telling me not that you yotzei the mitzvah of Karban Omer when you bring a betumah, but that it can still serve to be matir the Torah Chadasha. It can work as a matir, it can't work as a mitzvah. Break down the two elements. In which case, it would turn out, if you wanted to bring Karban Omer betumah during Shemitah, what would the halacha be, according to that Havamina? No good. Because in terms of the Karban element, well, according to this Havamina at least, Tumah doesn't allow, a Karban Tzibur is not allowed to be brought betumah. And in terms of the Matir element, there's nothing to be Matir, it's Shemitah year. Or if you wanted to bring carbon, more likely, you wanted to bring a Karban Omer bitumah when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt on the second day of Pesach, because everyone's going to be tamei. If the Beis Hamikdash comes down the second day of Pesach, we're not ready for it. Everyone's going to be tamei, so it's going to have to be brought bitumah if it brought at all. So then lechora would turn out that it shouldn't be brought according to this havamina, because we did the Karban Tzibur. There's no tumah b'tzibur if you only had that pasuk by Karban Omer. It's only it did in the matir, but it's not being matir anything because Heir Mizuch is already matir everything. But it's all havamina, because then the Gemara Pesachim goes on to say that's why I have other pesukim to tell me that we allow tumah by all karbanos tzibur. So you see, that's megala in the end that we do allow tumah by all karbanos tzibur. So that's the maskana.
Oh, okay. why? Maybe you could say that, like, it's a matir, but then when you're being matir, it ends up being a mitzvah. Like, we have a shchita, like, obviously, whether it's a matir or a mitzvah, but, like, the fact, you say it's a matir, but then we make a bracha on it. So, it could be that it's not a mitzvah that the Torah just commands us to do, it's really just a matir, but the fact that when you do the matir, you're able, it's a mitzvah to be matir, but that, not that it's...
Yeah, but that would turn out, if you're going to say like that, then you wouldn't bring it on Shemitah year. Because the mitzvah is to be matir, but I have nothing to be matir, so there's no mitzvah to do anything. We're trying to figure out a way that you should bring it during Shemitah year. The Gemara Menachos Stav Hei should be correct.
No, I'm saying like the act. Like the act, like Inu Ba'al HaHatir means that the Korban Orin in general is to be matir. But now, once you're doing that act, they're also the mitzvah, but it could be even if you're not getting the...
Yeah, I think that's sort of a meaning that even...
Even if it's not being matir, you still would get a mitzvah.
I think that's sort of what I'm saying. I just put it in more black and white terminology, that you have tzvei dinim, meaning that there's a din of the mitzvah and the din of the matir. But you could still isolate each one and say, well, the mitzvah won't apply here, and the matir won't apply there, and if you put both of them not applying, then you're left with nothing. But yeah, that's all within the Havmi. I mean, I think what we're saying is the same thing, just in different words, is what I'm trying to say. The other approach is that, according to the Shita, that if the Ketziras HaOmer is done biyom, that it's possible. Gemar Menachos Taf Samachay says that if there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Heir Mizrach is matir. It doesn't mean only if there's no Beis HaMikdash. But it means any time you can't bring the Korban Omer, by definition, Heir Mizrach is matir. Meaning, let's say the Beis HaMikdash is built on the second day of Pesach. If you hold Ketziras HaOmer can only be done b'layla, that the Ketzira, the Korban Omer, I'm just assuming, I'm holding in those sugyas which we're doing in Daf Yomi now, but the Mishnayis and Menachos describe how they would do the process of Korban Omer. So basically, the Gemara darshans from Pesukim that the cutting of the grains, which you have to go to fields that are near Yerushalayim Dafka and cut 3 or 5 se'in of barley, and then you have to bring that barley, grind it up, sift it 13 times, and come out with one saron, a very small amount of flour, and that's what you're going to use for the karban. You'll then mix that with oil and with lavona and with more oil, and right, that's what you're going to. You toast it, then you grind it, then you mix it with all these different things, and you wave it, and you do agasha, and you right. So then you take a kmitza, you burn it on the mizbeach, you do the whole karban. So the Mishnayis and the Gemara really breaks down which parts are done at day, which parts are done at night. The actual hakrava of the karban, dafka done during the day. But the ketzira, going out to the field, which is also part of the mitzvah ketzira sa'omer, to go out to the field and harvest the barley, that has to be done at night. So there is a shita that if niktsar biyom, it's possible. That if you do the ketzira during the day, it's possible. So then if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt on the second day of Pesach during the daytime, you can't bring the karban omer. It's possible. In which case, you could easily say why the Heir Mizrach is matir. Heir Mizrach is matir because it's efshar to bring a Korban Omer. What's the nafkamina if there's an Omer and there's no Beis HaMikdash, meaning where you can't bring it because there's no Beis HaMikdash, versus a case where there's no Omer even and you have a Beis HaMikdash because there's no Omer because you couldn't do Ketziras HaOmer. So anyway, so that's why L'chora, the Gemara just says, look, if it's built on the second day of Pesach, Heir Mizrach Matir. Heir Mizrach already took care of it. Okay, so just wanted to serve that little piece of perhaps a little bit of analysis in terms of the exact nature of Korban Omer. Is it a Matir only? Matir / Mitzvah? How to view it? Stira between those two Gemaras and perhaps the Yishuv to the Stira that there are Tzvei Dinim in Korban Omer. Okay, Vayter. So says the Gemara, Ela Divni B'chamesa. It's going to be built on the 15th day, on the first day of Sukkot. Mechatzos yom alalan after so says more mechatzos yom alalan to start. If it's going to be built on the 15th day of Sukkot, of what am I saying Sukkot? On the first day of Pesach. So then we should always allow the second day. We should allow eating chadash after chatzos because if it's going to be built on the first day of Pesach, then for sure by the second day of Pesach chatzos they will have taken care of the Korban Omer. Beis HaMikdash comes down the first day of Pesach, lands on the dome, knocks it out. And this is and they're right away. They'll say, okay, let's go do Ketziras HaOmer tonight, and they'll get the act together, and they'll start moving on it. So by for sure next year they'll have it done by Chatzos, and therefore this year we should only ask her until Chatzos. So Gemara says, no. So rather, Tzricha Divni Belele, Inam Yisamach Shkias Chama. It's going to be built at night or close to Shkias Chama. So says Rashi, very important Rashi, Inami, this is what we'll discuss for a little bit. Inami, four lines from the bottom page, Divni Bechames or Samuel Cheshkias Achama, Vihihi, Vi Kosha, here it is. Dibbalaila Inonivna, the Kaimel Bishwas, the Indian Besamigish Belaila. So you might be asking, how can we say that you're going to build a Besamigish at night? You're not allowed to build a Besamigish at night, according to the Gemara and Shulam Staff Tesvav and Beis. You can't build a Besamigish at night. What does that mean? Let's say they do. What's the halacha? Is it a Beis HaMikdash? Something to think about. There are achronim that say both ways, by the way. Can you imagine? They build the whole thing at night. You have to knock the whole thing down. It doesn't have a din of a Beis HaMikdash. It's like something that requires asiyah lishma, where it wasn't done lishma. Okay. Had a requirement that looks physically it's it, but it's not it. It's like a Sefer Torah that was nichtav shalol l'shma, where the Shem was written shalol l'shma. It's not a Sefer Torah. The whole thing's possible. So anyway, Frank Rashi, how could we say they're building Beis Hamikdash at night? You're not allowed to build a Beis Hamikdash at night. Chsev will be Yom Hakim. V'lo b'chameser. And not only that, you're also not allowed to build a Beis Hamikdash on the 15th day of Nisan, Shu Yantiv, because it's Yantiv. T'kaim l'mbeshuos ain bin Beis Hamikdash toch Yantiv. Bin Beis Hamikdash not toch Yantiv. Question mark. Answers Rashi. That's only the first two Batei Mikdash where people had to build it. But third base of Mikdash has come down from the heavens, and Mikdash Hashem Konu Yodecha, that we have nothing to worry about, and therefore it could be built at night, it could be built at Shabbos, because Hashem could do whatever He wants. Interesting that Rashi comments on this line of the Gemara. This kasha should have come up a little earlier. If you're into asking these kinds of, right? I mean, you look at how Rashi, what was the Gemara's first suggestion? It should be built on the 16th. Here is my second question, second suggestion, it should be built on the 15th. And Rashi didn't ask anything. And then it says, oh, okay, it's going to be built at night. And then Rashi said, what? Night? How could you do it at night? Or Yantif? It can't be a... Why didn't Rashi ask it on the line of B'chamesa? It's going to be built on the 15th. That itself can't be built on Yantif. So the truth is, I think it's a bit of a klutz kasha. I saw Achronim that ask it, but I think it's a bit of a klutz kasha because Rashi waits for all the wrong, you know, for all the possibilities that he has the question on to be stated in the Gemara. Once they've all been stated, meaning he's got a problem with night and he's got a problem with the 15th. Why would he ask the kasha only after the Gemara says the 15th? Wait till the Gemara says both possibilities. Wait till it says 15th, then it says night, then I'll ask them all. Yeah.
I thought the kasha was the Inami was going on Samach Hashir Chama. It's like actually in the wrong spot.
Why is it in the wrong spot?
Samach Hashir Chama is not night.
Oh, you thought that I'm asking on that?
No, I saw people ask
that. Oh, really?
I thought that was like the main. I saw another kasha also, but I thought that was like the more strong.
That Inami Samach Hashir Chama.
Then he just like asked that kasha on the previous.
You know what? It's the same answer though. What it leads you to believe is that whoever started the minhag of highlighting what they believed were Dibur Maskils in Rashi and making us believe that everything between highlighted words are one Rashi was wrong over here. Right? That the Rashi really should read Inami de Ivni Bechamesar Samach Lashkiya Sachama Vihihi. Period. Now that we got through this whole sugya, and we saw all these possibilities of Samach Lashkias Achama, of Chamisar, of Laila, now I have a kasha. I think it's like a new Rashi, that he waits at the end of the sugya, and then he says that Rashi. I don't think it's the same Rashi. Rashi didn't put in these periods and stuff. He just wrote a continuous, you know, it was just run-on sentence, without punctuation. So I think that's what you'd have to say. So Rashi says this idea that it's because the next Beis HaMikdash, the Binyan Bayishlishi, is going to be Nehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, is going to be that it's going to come down straight from Shemayim or whatever. How does he understand the word Mehera? So So, I mean, the Pasha reading of the Gemara is Meheri, but Beis HaMikdash, next year, hopefully, it's like a prayer. Like every time you say Beis HaMikdash, you have to say Meheri Bada. She even be Meheri Yameinu. But Rashi might be reading the word Meheri Bada Beis HaMikdash as in, no, it's going to happen really fast. You know, that the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash is going to happen so quickly because it's going to come down Keheref Ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build it. He's going to build it Keheref Ayin. Now, there is a Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah where the Yerushalmi says, I think Rabbi Levin quoted this in his shir, so I'll just mention it. B'noig sheba ola melech basav adam gozer gzeira ratzu mekayma ratzu acherim mekaymim oso aval Kadosh Baruch Hu eino kein ala gozer gzeira mekayma tchila. Kadosh Baruch Hu is different than the melech basav adam. Melech basav adam makes a gzeira. If he wants to be mekayim, he can. If he doesn't want to be mekayim, he doesn't have to. Kadosh Baruch Hu is eino kein. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a gzeira. He keeps it too. He observes his own mitzvahs. So that's the kasher of 11 dealt with in that whole shir, ayin sham. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to observe mitzvahs? Does he not have to? He definitely doesn't have to observe mitzvahs. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu observe mitzvahs? Does he not observe mitzvahs? If he does observe mitzvahs, how's he building? How does Rashi answer his question that he's building the Beis HaMikdash on a nighttime or in Yantiv? Okay. Other kashas on Rashi, though. There are lots of other kashas on Rashi. Four other kashas on Rashi. Five, maybe. Kashas and Rashi. Number one, the word Mehira Yibana Beis HaMikdash. It should be Mehira Yigla Beis HaMikdash. Yibana means build. It should be, the Beis HaMikdash will be revealed to us. It's already built. It's up there in Shemayim waiting to come down, according to Rashi. That's Kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Gemara Daf Nun Beis HaMikdash Beis tells us about Dalit Harashim, four carpenters. And it lists in the Gemara amongst the four carpenters Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. And Rashi says, why are Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef considered carpenters? Because they build the Beis HaMikdash. They're involved in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But if it's already going to come down built, what do you mean they're involved in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? They're not building anything. They're not involved at all in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash if it's going to come down built. How would you answer that one? I think that one might have an easy answer. I would refer to them as carpenters. Is there any Havamina that the guys that are really going to be like, you know, with the hard hats and the, like, they're probably not really going to be the carpenters anyway. What do we mean when we refer to them as the carpenters? It's the ones in whose zuchus the Beis HaMikdash gets rebuilt. So the fact that Achronim asked this kasha, how could the Gemara refer to them as carpenters according to Rashi? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's building it? No, but they're the carpenters because it's in their zuchus that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt.
It's like the house that
Right, like the house that Ruth built. That's always the good mashal. Right, he didn't actually build it. Or the house that George built. He didn't actually build it either. Furthermore, similar to the first kasha, we daven, Yehi Ratzon Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash. Why is it not Sheyigala Beis HaMikdash? So he quotes over here, I was fascinated, points out that the Chida, in his commentary on the Zohar, quotes from the Ramdal, not a Maramakum I would have found on my own. Shemitam ze yesh lomer shetivne beis hamigdash velo shetibone beis hamigdash velo sheyibone beis hamigdash. That we're asking sheyivna al yidei Hashem b'shamayim, that you should build it, not that we should build it. Interesting. Change the nusach. Also, there's a medrash that says that in days of Rabbi Shua ben Chanina, the government gave permission to build the Beis HaMikdash, and all the Olagola came up to build it, but it was thwarted by Sona Yisrael that said bad things to them, to the Malchus, and Rabbi Shua ben Chanina had to be menachim them and to be medaber alibam, so it has all maisa. But apparently, it's talking about rebuilding the third Beis HaMikdash. And what happened? Everyone gathered to get ready to get together and rebuild it. So apparently, according to that medrash, at least, it seems that it was supposed to be rebuilt by people, by human hands. Okay. Final kasha that they ask on Rashi is that the Pasuk in Yecheskel tells us that Hoda osam uchsov le'eneim v'yishmuros kol tzurosav es kol chukosav asu osam, that the Navi Yecheskel lays out what it's supposed to look like, what the third Beis HaMikdash is supposed to look like, and says, take notes, you gotta know how to build it, you have to know what it's supposed to look like. Why? Why is it at all important for to know what it looks like if we're not going to be in charge of rebuilding it? We're not going to be. It's not going to be our job anyway. And more than that, the let's leave it. So there are several achronim that suggest that maybe Rashi is using medrash a little too literally over here. That there's a medrash that's going to come down from heaven. What does it mean it's come down from heaven? It's supposed to be understood allegorically, that our zechuyos are going to allow it to be rebuilt, that, you know, all of our zechuyos are being counted up in heaven. That literally, every time I do a mitzvah, I'm building a brick in the base of a kama. It doesn't really mean that. Remember when we did the Akdama, the Yema Banim Smecha, that they asked the sons of Rav? They asked him, that he used to say, there's just one brick missing from the Beis HaMikdash. We're almost done. So they said, Rebbe, aren't your zechuyos enough to add that last brick? And he said, yeah, but they are enough, of course. But every time someone else does an avera, it takes off the brick, so I can't keep up with all the averas that people are doing. What does that mean? There are really bricks up in Shemayim? It's supposed to be understood allegorically, Mistama. So there are achronim that are there, and others say Rashi over here was blurring the lines a little bit between medrash and halacha. He's asking a halachic question, and he gives a midrashic answer. And the Shitas HaRambam is beferish not like Rashi. Shitas HaRambam in Hilchos Melachim Perikid Aleph Halach Aleph is that HaMelech HaMashiach Osid Lamod Ulahachsir Malchus Beistov Liyoshna. And then he lists off, what else does he do? Ubona Mikdash. Very important parak of Rambam to learn, by the way. We should do a shir on that sometime. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, where he describes what the Melech HaMashiach is going to be like. Because when you deal with the question of, you know, I struggled for a while with the question, people would say, you know, Chabadniks that believe the Rebbe is Mashiach, it's Apikorsis. And I always wondered, why is it Apikorsis? So they believe it's wrong. Okay, let them be wrong. Why does it make them Apikorsis? Why does it make them apikorsim? Just because they believe the Rebbe is Mashiach. So it's important to learn that parak of Rambam and figure out exactly what qualities Mashiach has to have, and then to figure out if it's apikorsis to believe that the Rebbe either had these qualities or that he was the Mashiach. Meaning, does it mean that you're not mechakalo shayavo if you believe he already came? And one of the Ikari Amunah, very fascinating topic. It's a very important parak of Rambam. But the Rambam just happens to mention, Derech Agav, in that parak, that the Melech HaMashiach is going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So, where does he get it from? So it's from Gemara Sukkah, Nun Beis, that we quoted before. That there are four carpenters. Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, are two of the carpenters. Why the carpenters? They build the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi will tell you, that's allegorical. That Gemara is allegorical. But over here, the Beis HaMikdash coming down from heaven, that's literal. Rambam will say, no, that's literal. Carpenters, we know a carpenter, they're going to build. This is allegorical. Okay, maybe they won't build with their own hands, but they'll oversee the building. They'll be involved. It's not just in their zechuyos. Question is, what's the Rambam going to do with the kasha on our Gemara? Rashi didn't want to say this. Rashi had to say this. He had a kasha. It's going to be, how's it going to be built at night? How's it going to be built on Yontif? How's the Rambam going to answer those kashas? So there are a couple of possibilities. Number one, the Rambam might hold that some of the Achronim suggest, very hard to imagine, that the Rambam says that the Gemara is saying Shema, that maybe it's going to be built on the 15th, maybe it's going to be built at night, because people aren't so familiar with the halachos of Beis HaMikdash. What do we know about halachos based on English? Mashiach is going to come, everyone's going to get all excited, they're going to start building. And maybe there will be a Beis Din Tohu, maybe even Talmidei Chacham of that generation won't know enough, and they're going to make a mistake, and they're going to tell people, yeah, it's okay, you can build Beis HaMikdash, Bini Beis HaMikdash, it's Docha Yantif, it's Docha Lai, it could be done by Laila, they're not going to know. So maybe that's what the Gemara is concerned about, of Beis Din Tohu, but the halacha is that since people are building it, it cannot actually be built. It's hard to say something like that. But that's what the Gemara is saying, that's the legitimate concern, that they're going to build it incorrectly, not knowing what the halacha is. Not only is it hard, go back to the other chakira we had. If Beis HaMikdash is built at night, is it b'chlal Beis HaMikdash? Does it even have kedushas Beis HaMikdash? If Yol doesn't have kedushas Beis HaMikdash, then the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. If they made a mistake and they build it at night, well, that's a pretty bad mistake, because then it doesn't even have a din of a Beis HaMikdash l'chora. According, you know, one could at least suggest it doesn't have a din of Beis HaMikdash. Another possibility is That maybe, yeah.
That's definitely not how Rashi and Tosfos wording, right? Because or else their kasha would be like, okay, yeah, we know that, but they're going to make a mistake. Like,
what do you mean?
The Gemara can't, according to Rashi and Tosfos, the Gemara that can't be Shema, that whole this whole pshat about where the Gemara is just saying possibly, because then
can't of be, a Beis and Tovim.
Yeah, because you can't have a kasha. Oh, but you're not allowed to. The answer's like, you know, you're not allowed to. But the
Gemara, right, I'm saying that's how the Rambam is going to say. Of course, Rashi and Tosfos aren't learning. Right, Rashi and Tosfos are definitely not saying that way. Rashi and Tosfos are saying that, yeah, they might build it at night correctly, and they're allowed to because it's Hashem doing it. Right, Hashem is building it at night. The other way is, and maybe you could say al pi hadibur, where it's different. You know that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's what you're supposed to do. Meaning, Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnayos and Midos says this, that that there's going to be a special psak halacha or rasha that you're allowed to build it at night. Kash on that is, who told you that? You can't predict Hara Hashas. You know, Hara Hashas is like something happens and things are crazy and someone's got to say, okay, we're suspending this and this law in the Torah. You can't like predict and plan in advance for Hara Hashas. So that's a little bit hard. Tiferes Yisrael also says that maybe we'll have Goyim do it for us. Amir La'akum. Belaila. But there's an issue for us to build a Beis HaMikdash at night, but you could have Goyim maybe build a Beis HaMikdash for you at night. Are Goyim allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash? So the halacha is that Goyim are not allowed to do it on their own, but we're certainly allowed to hire Goyim to build a Beis HaMikdash. What's the greatest raya? You read Navi, when Shlomo Melch was building a Beis HaMikdash, he hired people from all over the world. He had wood working experts coming in from Lebanon, and he had people from all over the place coming in, and these weren't Jews, and they all helped, and they all, you know, he hired them, paid a lot of money, and he hired them to build the Beis HaMikdash. And you know, some of the kings that he was friendly with donated their people and their supplies. Yeah.
Isn't that the din of not having it being built at night, like on the Beis HaMikdash?
Very good. So that's where we again go back to that question: is the din of Ein Binyan Beis HaMikdash Belaila, the Beis HaMikdash may not be built at night, that it's a Mikdash puzzle if it's built Belaila, or is it a din in the Gavra? You're not allowed to build it at night. Meaning those two issues of is it still called a Mikdash, and can you have Goyim do it? Can you have Hashem do it? Are Tali Zebazet? If you hold that Hashem and Goyim lahavdil elf more than we can say havdalos, you know, Hashem or Goyim do it at night. If you hold that they can do it at night, then you must hold that it's only Eden in the Gavra, that I'm not allowed to build it at night, but it's still called the Beis HaMikdash. If you hold that you can't even have that Goyim or Hashem doing it is not an option, then you would hold that no, it's a din in the Chefta Beis HaMikdash. It's Bani Belaila. It's not a din in the Beis HaMikdash. It wouldn't even be a kasher Beis HaMikdash. Good question.
What do you, if the Goyim do it, what do you do about the Shema?
Well, you're hiring them, so I think it's al-das.
You can hire a guy to write a Sefer Torah?
No. No, this has to be different. Does it have to be Lishma? Is it Din Lishma by Beis HaMikdash? No, that, they can't do it on their own. But you're allowed to hire them. Shlomo Melch hired them. Yeah.
But if you're hiring them, isn't it like you're doing it yourself also? So it's like, so it says if
you're, kind of thing.
Yeah, so it's like you're also building.
Well, there's Amir La'akum. There's a question. Rashi says Amir La'akum. What's the issue of Amir La'akum? So I think there's a sheet that Rashi says Shluch Shalom Kamoso, that he's like your shaliach. So everyone asks, Ein Shlichus La'akum? No, but L'chumra, that we give him a din like he's your shaliach, that he's doing it for you. But it's an Amir La'akum issue. Maybe that the din though over here is that Amir La'akum is mutter on this halach for whatever reason that Amir La'akum is okay. You got to come up with something for the Rambam. The Rambam is lechora very difficult otherwise. Also, how do Goyim walk into it? Once they build it, it has Kedusha, so it's likely they build the whole structure and then we give Kedusha to it. But the Kedusha is not there yet. But the Binyan Shlishi feels like the Rambam, we're explaining the Rambam. The Rambam holds Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Lashaitav Kitchel Lasalavo. So we let Goyim walk in there. They're building the Kodesh HaKadosh and they're allowed to walk in there. I don't know. It's a little bit hard. And throughout Divrei Chazal, you'll find rayas in both directions, whether it's going to come down from heaven or whether it's going to happen, or whether we're going to build it. There's a medrash that says Chaviv Beis Hamikdash Lefnei Misha Amar V'Haya Ha'olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Beis Hamikdash Shekshabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Salam Lo Baru El Biyado Achas, because when he built the world he built it with one hand. Shneimer Af Yadi Yasta Aretz Ukshpal Livnos Beis Hamikdash B'No B'Shtei Yadav. And when he builds the Beis Hamikdash, Hashem is going to do it with two hands. Mikdash Hashem Konnu Yadecha. So that medrash obviously sounds explicitly that it's at the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Quote Psik to Rabasi, Mikta Rishon Vesheni, Shabanam Basar Vedam, Naflu Biatsone. Ava Mikta Shachron, Shakarish Baruch Bono, so Shemabono Yushlaim Hashem Shuvlo Yechrav. Why won't the third base of Mikdash be rebuilt? Because be destroyed? Because things that Hashem builds don't get destroyed. Things that human beings build get destroyed. We're limited. So again, it sounds like Hashem is going to build it. On the other hand, you have a lot of places, it sounds like the Rambam. So Medrash Vayikra Rabbah. Melech HaMashiach Shnasim B'tzafon Yavo V'yivnu Beis HaMikdash. Yushami Megillah Yavo V'yivnu Beis HaMikdash. So one last thought. One of the Achronim suggests Shoshanim L'David in his Hakdama Tamidos suggests the following. It's Tali in the Machlokas Rabbi Chia Bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan in Brachas Lamedalit Amid Beis. There's a famous Machlokas in that Gemara. What are your most HaMashiach going to be? Is it going to be that which the pasuk says, "Ayin lo rasa l'kim zelasecha," that no one ever can fathom it? It's going to be a completely miraculous, crazy, wild existence. Or is it going to be the other shita, "Ein bein olam hazeh yimos hamashiach l'shivud malchus b'lvad," that the difference between now and yimos hamashiach is everything olam k'minhago noheg, the world is going to run as it runs right now. We're going to have to work for a living, you know, with this. We're not going to be able to, like, fly. We're not going to be able to defy the laws of nature. It's just that there will be world peace. The nations of the world won't be trying gunning for Israel. That's pretty much it. Shibur Malchus, but I mean, that's a big it, but that's pretty much it. That the Mideast peace process will finally be completed with Klal Yisrael having an expanded Eretz Yisrael and you know, being able to enjoy it without the threat of any of the other nations. So it could be that it's Tali in this Machlokas. Why? The Migdash Yorid Al Yidei Anes assumes that the Olam is not Kaminhago Noeg. It doesn't often rain, you know, heavenly buildings. So it could be it's Tali in this Machlokas. Those Midrashim that imply that it's all that it's going to be human built. Those midrashim that imply that it's going to come down from heaven will assume, no, ayin lo rasa l'kim zelasecha, no one's ever seen anything like this. I always like to say over when I mention this this discussion about ayin bein olam hazeh yimos hamashiach l'shuv malchus b'lvad, the famous kasha of the Ravid. The Rambam quotes this. Rambam says ayin bein olam hazeh yimos hamashiach l'shuv malchus b'lvad, and he says, the Rambam says explicitly, what about the fact that the pasuk in Navi says Vugarza Avim Keves, that a wolf and the lamb are going to, you know, live together, and the wolf isn't going to eat the lamb, is not going to attack. That's supernatural. That's not normal. So the Rambam says that's all a mashal. It's allegory. That the Garza Avim Keves, the wolf and the lamb, means the wolf are the nations of the world. It's all the Arab states that surround Israel right now, and the lamb is peaceful little Israel. So Garza Avim Keves means that they're not going to threaten us. Rambam says it's all allegory. Frek the Ravid on the Rambam. I valo b'Torah k'siv ishpati chayi ramina aretz. It says in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take all the wild beasts, the evil beasts, away from the land. So how can you say that ain't bein olam hazeh yimos hamashiach l'shuv malchus b'lvad, that everything's going to run naturally? The Torah says explicitly, ishpati chayi ramina aretz, all the wild, crazy beasts are going to be taken off of the land. That's supernatural. So what's the obvious kasha on the Ravid? Kesef Mishnah asks, everyone asks right away. What did the Ravid not pay attention? The Rambam said, and all of these psukim, like Vigar Ze'evim Keves, they're allegory, not to be taken literally. The Ravid didn't see that. What's the Ravid saying? No, but there's another pasuk. Pasuk says Chayra is going to be gone. Yes, and just like Gar Ze'evim Keves is allegory, Hishpati Chayra Menaret is also allegory. It's also a mashal. So what's behind this Ravid? So Rav Reuven Margolios, Nakdama 2, Which sefer? I don't remember which sefer. Rav Ruben Margolios, he has a bunch of little blue svarim that he printed. He reprinted Shas Shuvos Min HaShemayim, and Margolios Yamas, his biggest one on Sanhedrin. But he reprinted a whole bunch of svarim. So in one of his svarim, I forgot which one, he writes a beautiful biur. I heard from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein Zichron Levrach on a tape once. He says, the whole idea that you could say, take a pasuk and say, Pshuto Shel Mikra is just that it's allegory. That there is no pashut reading of the pasuk that's actually true, it's just purely allegory. That's only true of Nach. The rule of Eina Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto means something else for Torah than it does for Nevi'im Ksuvim. When it comes to Nevi'im Ksuvim, since the Nevuah was given in a dream, in a vision, and the whole thing required interpretation, Pashut Pshat of a Nevuah will very often be an allegory. That is the Pshuto Shel Mikra of a Nevuah. So the Rambam, but when it comes to Chumash, Chumash wasn't given in a dream. Chumash was given as words. Moshe Rabbeinu was given this word, that word, that word. Write down this, write down that, right? It wasn't a dream that he had to interpret and then put it into words. It was given word for word to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Pashut Pshat and Chumash always has to be what the words mean. There's no such thing as Pasha Psha being an allegory. So the Rambam quotes a pasuk. He says, what are you asking me about? Gar Ze'evim Keves? Don't worry about that. That's allegory, because that's a pasuk in the Navi Yeshayo. So that could be Pasha Psha is allegory. Frek the Ravid and the Lashon is so meduyak. The Ravid says, but the pasuk says, Vishpati Chaya Ram in Aretz. The Ravid doesn't say, Vahaksi Vishpati Chaya Ram in Aretz. What does the Ravid say? Vaha Bitaraksiv. Vishpati Chayiram in Aretz. The emphasis is on Betorah. Granted, you answered the kashas from the Pesukim in Nevi'im, that they're all allegory. What are you going to do with the Pesukim in the Torah? Pesukim in the Torah can't be allegory. It's a Pesukim in Parshas Hazinu. Can't be allegory. It has to be Pasha Pshat. That's the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam. But anyway, the Rambam holds, Ein Bein Olam Zeh, the Masam Mashiach, L'Shuv Malchus B'Vad. That's the fascinating discussion between the Rambam and the Ravid. Okay, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll discuss. Make sure, just read down the Gemara, you know, the bottom of Mem Alf and Beis a little bit, and we'll maybe do some Chadash, some of that. We'll finish up all the loose ends.